Oh, greetings, saints, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's that time again for this exciting Word of God, the True Word radio program of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, having headquarters in downtown Titusville, Florida, at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where you are always invited to come and hear God's word preached in its fullness, like it was preached on the day of Pentecost, when devout men of God, glory to God, became pricked in their hearts and cried out to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children, them that are far away, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. My friend, I want to declare unto you this morning, amen, nothing that is new, but something that is of old, something that began in the book of Genesis, along about the third chapter in the 15th verse. Glory to God, the promise that God made, that promise is to you and to your children. That promise is to you to redeem you back. Glory to God, to that holy state, to that state of innocence that man was in before the encroachment of sin up on the human family. My friend, the gospel that I'm preaching to you is the gospel that will save your soul. It is the only thing that can save you from the wrath of God to come. One day, God is going to come. One day, God is going to return back to this earth. He will not return back to this earth, glory to God, as the merciful God that he was when he walked, amen, this world and preached the gospel of the kingdom, saying, repent, glory to God. Amen, for things are at hand. Amen. He will not be that merciful God. He will be a God of vengeance. He will be the God that kicked Lucifer out of heaven at the thought of sin. Oh, at the precept of sin, Lucifer was kicked out of heaven no more for all eternity, to never ever be able to repent, glory to God, never be able, amen, to overcome the transgression that he committed in God's heaven. That is the God that you will see, amen, when the eastern sky is filled with glory, amen, and through this glory comes the God of all of the universe in the image of the Son, Jesus Christ, amen, to execute vengeance upon all of those who have not obeyed the gospel of God. My friend, the Bible tells me there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. There will be men and women crying out for the mountains to fall upon them, to hide them from the face of an angry God. My friend, the day of the Lord is going to come. Don't let it catch you naked. Don't let it catch you without the holy garment of God up on you. My friend, I am pleading to you today to accept this message. Glory to God, as the message that will save you from the wrath to come. We want to take a minute, amen, at this time, glory to God, to send up a prayer to you, for you. Amen. All of you out there, amen, in radio land today. All of you out there that are sick. All of you out there that needs deliverance. Amen. I'm saying to you to just turn your radio up a little bit closer. Get closer to your radio. Perhaps even lay your hands on the radio. Amen. As Elder Walker prays the prayer of faith. Amen. To God for you and for your deliverance and for your healing. Amen. This morning, glory to God, we want to pray an end to the afflictions that are up on you. All of you, glory to God, that are hearing this program this morning. Oh, Father in heaven, we just thank you, Almighty God. Amen. For your Son, Jesus, who came in the likeness of human flesh. Oh, God, that the world may live again unto his righteousness. Oh, and be regenerated back to that holy state of innocence. Oh, God, that we lost because of sin. Oh, God, we just thank you for Jesus this morning. We thank you for that holy name that you have given him. Amen. A name above all other names. Amen. And the only name through which salvation must be obtained. We thank you, Lord, for that name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we want to just ask you to let your Holy Spirit be upon all those this morning that are weak, all those this morning that are sick, all of those that are hungry, all of those, oh God, that are down and can't get up. We ask you, Lord, to just let your Spirit, amen, come into the homes of those that are listening. Let it come into the automobiles that are riding down the interstates and the streets of the cities. Oh, God, let your glory be filled. Glory to God in the vision of all those that are listening to this program. Oh, God, we just ask you to let your Spirit come upon those that are afflicted with sugar diabetes. Oh, God, all of those that are afflicted with cancer this morning, all of those that are afflicted, glory to God, with heart disease this morning, all of those that are afflicted with kidney disease, oh God, all of those that are blind this morning, all of those, glory to God, that are afflicted with the diverse diseases that are destroying their bodies, that are destroying their minds, oh God, we're just asking you to let your Spirit come up on those right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, we rebuke those demons that have the saints of God and the believers of God in prison. We rebuke those saints. We rebuke those demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke them, the demon of sickness, the demon of cancer, the demon of diabetes, the demon of heart disease, the demon of kidney disease, the demon of diverse disease. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke Satan. Glory to God that the Holy Spirit of God will come upon these souls. Glory to God and deliver them. Amen. From the disease that has destroyed them, yea, so long. Oh God, we just ask you in the name of Jesus to rebuke the evil spirits that are up on the people today. Oh God, we just ask you to rebuke the evil spirits that are in the children today. We ask you to rebuke the demons, glory to God, of disobedience that is up on the land today and in the children. Oh God, that they may be set free in the name of Jesus and given a mind to serve you in his precious and holy name. Oh God, we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, my friend, I just want to tell you one more time that the day of the Lord is going to come. Amen. And get your Bibles out and go to the 2 Peter 3. Amen. And begin reading at the 8th verse this morning for our reading before our time runs out. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years one day. Oh, my friend, it does not matter how old you are or how young you are. You must come to Jesus, because Amen. In the eyes of eternity, in the eyes of the eternal God, a day with him is a thousand years. If God has allowed you to live a day to him, that is the same as allowing you to live a thousand years. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have no time to get ready. You must be ready now. All of the children out there must get themselves ready. Glory to God, because God is coming back to execute judgment upon you as well as upon your mother and upon your father. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. All of the works of the world that is predicated upon the lusts of men, glory to God, will be burned up, will be destroyed at the coming of this great God, Jesus Christ the righteous. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you be in all holy conversation and godliness? My friend, God wants you to be holy. God wants you to be godliness in all things. He wants you to have the appearance, glory to God, of a man that is walking in righteousness according to his word. My friend, we do not have much time. Amen. God is sure to come soon. If you would just look around you and look at the things that are happening today, amen, and check it against God's holy word, you will understand that there is not much time before God will come, amen, from the heavens above to set foot upon a cleaned and a regenerated earth. Glory to God to exercise his dominion for a thousand years. My friend, it's time that you understand this. It's time that you take it seriously. Amen. Even as Jude, amen, saw, amen, the Lord coming with 10,000s of saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly commit sinners have spoken against him. My friend, the day of the Lord will come, and it is going to get you if you have not complied with the word of God. I want you to write Ella Walker. I want you to call Ella Walker. You can call him at 1-800-414-0441. Talk to him. Let him encourage you some more that you must come in compliance with the word of God. Amen. And write to him at Post Office Box 39, Titusville, Florida, T-I-T-U-S-V-I-L-L-E, Florida 32781-0039, United States of America. This is Elder Walker saying so long and goodbye until next time for more of this exciting word of God. God bless you, my friend, and may God be with you. Amen.